Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
After tying the knot, Valerie Justice was looking forward to a wonderful life with her teenage daughter and new husband.
Lawrence seemed to be a great father, and we were excited to have the American dream.
It was the start of a new chapter for Valerie.
But Valerie never dreamed the man she loved would tear her family apart in the most horrific way.
I never knew a person could be that evil.
He was willing to do anything to keep the truth from coming out.
I was screaming and crying. I just could not believe that this was happening.
When it comes to love and marriage, things aren't always as they seem. It was a self-imposed rule. Valerie Justice would not date anyone until her 15-year-old daughter, Erin, graduated high school in their Naperville, Illinois town.
Erin and I were extremely close. I had been divorced for 6 years, and she was the joy of my life. I wanted to get married again, but I wanted to concentrate on getting her through high school first. After that, I could get on with my own personal life.
But in 2003, when Erin spent her summer vacation with her father, Valerie soon felt a void in her heart.
I missed Erin tremendously, so I would visit my mother often because we lived not too far away from each other, and she was retired, and she was babysitting all the time.
And one afternoon, while visiting her mother, Valerie was happy to bump into a familiar face, 37-year-old Lawrence Lovejoy.
My mother had started babysitting for his little girl. And so many times when I would go by my mom's house, he was there. Lawrence was going through a divorce, and he was actually spending quite a bit of time there at my mom's. He was a little rough around the edges, just a t-shirt and jeans kind of person. But he was funny, and he was very charming.
Well, Lawrence was easygoing, and he was easy to talk to. He worked as a painter, and he was trying to get back on his feet.
Lawrence had been to mention to my mother that he was looking for a place to stay. So I made the suggestion that since Erin was gone for the summer, he could share my apartment, he'd have a place to stay, I'd have some help with the rent. And I thought that would be a good arrangement.
Lawrence thought so too, and was more than happy to accept.
I would look forward to going home knowing that someone was there. He was rather entertaining. He made me laugh. We started spending time together.
My sister Valerie was very serious, and Lawrence was the funny guy. Valerie needed that break in her seriousness by his sense of humor.
By the end of the summer, Valerie decided to break her own rule.
One of the goals that he had expressed to me was to own a home. And I've always wanted to own my own home. He wanted to really progress through life. I found myself attracted to him. happened and we ended up in a relationship.
But when Aaron returned home in August, she made it known she wasn't keen on having a man around the house.
It was hard for her to imagine anyone else being in the house besides her and I. She didn't want to lose her privacy. But I did not want to end the relationship.
But Valerie did want to do things right.
So at that point in my life, it was my desire to be more Christian. I did not want to continue to live with Lawrence without being married to him.
So Lawrence came up with the perfect solution.
Lawrence looked me straight in the face and told me,
"I'm ready."
And would I marry him?
Yes! Yes!
So I did say yes, that I would marry him.
After 4 months together, Valerie and Lawrence tied the knot at the local courthouse with Aaron by their side.
So it was a simple ceremony. No big wedding dress, no flowers. We walked out and we were holding hands and we were on our way. The future seemed very bright.
But that brightness would soon turn to darkness as Valerie realized the choice she made would destroy everything she held dear.
He had a whole nother side to him.
She had no idea this monster was lurking in her house.
I just cried and cried. I just could not believe that he would do something so vicious.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Janice from Warner Brothers Discovery. Spring is officially in bloom here in the Northern Hemisphere, and with a fresh season underway, you might be seeking your own transformation. For some, that means a new approach to weight loss or nutrition. Noom has a unique approach. Noom is tailored to each person's psychology and biology. It's built to meet you where you are because Noom understands that no two people are the same. Noom stands out to me because it offers a holistic approach to well-being. From coaching to recipes, Noom's app provides personalized information to help you on your journey. I also think it's great that Noom doesn't restrict what you can eat, and it doesn't shame you for treating yourself, and treat yourself you should. What's more, Noom believes in nourishing rather than restricting. Noom can help you lose weight while still enjoying your favorite foods, because this approach is about eating well and treating your body right. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your free trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
In November of 2003, newlyweds Valerie Justice and Lawrence Lovejoy were eager to start their life together with Valerie's teenage daughter, Erin.
I was excited. I had everything that at this point that I desired. I had my daughter by my side. I was married again. And we started the process of trying to see if we could qualify for a mortgage and buy a home.
It was very important to Valerie to become a homeowner. They were on the hunt for the right house that they could all be happy in.
But the following month, Valerie came home to find Lawrence and Aaron in a screaming match.
Lawrence was so enraged, they were yelling back and forth. He was very upset that Aaron had been on the phone all afternoon, supposedly talking to boys.
Who is it?
I didn't quite understand why he was so concerned.
There was a disconnect in their parenting styles. Lawrence felt he was going to be the one to discipline her. But Valerie didn't feel it was Lawrence's place.
I informed him that any decisions that had to do with Aaron were to be totally left up to me. He really got upset because I was basically telling him that I don't need your help. And he wasn't happy about that.
So Valerie did her best to smooth things over.
I talked to Aaron and, you know, asked her to just wait until I'm home, you know, before you get on the phone, and then that way there won't be any problems.
For the next few months, things seemed to be going according to plan.
There were no more big blowouts between Aaron and Lawrence. We bought a new puppy for the family, and we're making plans to purchase a townhome.
But there were a few sacrifices. Valerie took on a second job as a cashier to earn extra money for closing costs, which meant Aaron was at times a latchkey kid.
Aaron would come home on her own, and I would call her and check in on her. So, I mean, we had a good system of keeping in touch with each other. Plus, Lawrence was home during the day, and then he worked the midnight shift at his company.
And Valerie couldn't help but notice that Aaron and Lawrence seemed to be fighting less often.
Aaron was in driver's ed, and so Lawrence volunteered to take her out driving. When they got home, I mean, they were both laughing, and I was relieved to see that things were getting better.
So Valerie set her sights on the closing of their new house, which was set for March 5th, 2004. But just 2 days before the closing, when Valerie made a routine call home to check on Aaron, everything changed.
Aaron answered the phone, and I said, "What are you doing?" She sounded just kind of aloof.
"Are you okay?"
Like she was preoccupied. We got off the phone, but something just didn't sit right with me.
And when Valerie received a call just a short time later from a police officer, she knew in an instant something was terribly wrong.
Lawrence had a dark side.
It was just a nightmare.
I was in complete shock. What he did was just devastating.
On March 3rd, 2004, Valerie Justice felt a knot in her stomach after receiving a call from the local police.
The police officer said that they had my daughter. There was a problem. He said that I needed to come to this address he gave me. That's all he would tell me. I hung up the phone with him. I was scared. Now I'm like, what the heck's going on?
Valerie was in a panic as she immediately raced to the address.
I just had no idea what could possibly be the problem. When I arrived, the police officer immediately took me up to an apartment. It was a friend of Aaron's who she went to school with.
Officers led Valerie into the living room, where she found Aaron sitting on the couch, visibly shaken.
That's when the police officer told me, according to Aaron, that Lawrence had sexually assaulted her. So I said, "What do you mean?" And Aaron said she had come home from track practice. And Lawrence offered to give her a massage. She told him to stop, and he just kept going. I was shocked. After all, he had a daughter of his own. And it really upset me. I was like, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? I'm listening to what she is saying, and I'm trying to absorb it all. I didn't want to believe that this was really happening. But I made it very clear to Aaron that I was going to support her no matter what.
At the hospital, Valerie stood by Aaron's side as a doctor administered a rape kit.
The doctor told me that there were no physical signs of penetration. that put a shadow of a doubt in my mind. I was struggling with the whole thing. I questioned her, and I said, if this for some reason was because you're having a problem with him, I said, tell me now, because this is pretty serious. But she assured me that she was telling the absolute truth.
At first, I just didn't believe it. I was like, no, that just can't be. He's just not like that.
Meanwhile, at the police station, Lawrence told investigators something else entirely.
Lawrence indicated that Aaron was just upset at him because he had questioned her cell phone usage. And because he was questioning her, she made the entire story up.
Without a confession, police didn't have enough to hold him.
There was saliva found on her cheek and on her breast. And it was the decision of the DuPage County State's Attorney's Office not to file charges until the DNA results came back from the crime lab. So Lawrence was not arrested that evening.
In the meantime, Valerie had saved enough money to close on the townhouse herself and settled on a new living arrangement, which didn't include Lawrence.
I got everything moved, and I didn't really know where he was staying. I told Lawrence I did not want him around my daughter until we had gotten the DNA results. If the DNA results came back positive, my plan was to divorce Lawrence immediately.
But just a few weeks later, Valerie found herself in a bind and was compelled to ask Lawrence for a favor.
The puppy had gotten sick and needed to have a follow-up appointment with the vet. I asked Lawrence, and he made the appointment, and he was going to take her to the vet.
There was no chance Aaron would run into Lawrence at the house, since she was going to spend the week with her father. But at the last minute, Aaron's father canceled.
He was supposed to pick her up in the morning, but he had called to say that he was not going to be able to do that. So I called Lawrence, and I told him that he would need to move the puppy's appointment.
Aaron's going to be there, but you can't be there.
And then he said to me, okay, I will call the vet and do that right now. So I was relieved.
Within the hour, Valerie decided to check in on her daughter and make sure she was waking up.
When I called, I didn't get any answer. And I'm wondering, why isn't she answering? I started to get a little anxious. I finally went to my boss and I said, I just need to go home and check and see what's going on. I was thinking, you know, maybe she just overslept, maybe she was in the shower. But, I mean, I had no idea.
And when Valerie arrived home, nothing could have prepared her for the horror she would find.
It was the most heinous attack that I have ever seen.
It was unimaginable what he did.
There was blood everywhere. My whole world just ended.
On the morning of March 27th, 2004, Valerie Justice prayed that her daughter Erin was okay as she arrived home.
I started to call her name and was not getting any response. Immediately, I knew something was wrong. I got into the hallway, and I could tell there was something on the walls. I ran into her bedroom, and she's not in her bed. Across the hall was her bathroom. I pushed the bathroom door open. I saw Aaron in the bathtub. There was blood all over the floor. I knew when I saw her that it was too late. I felt like I was suspended in space. It just felt like I was just spinning.
Stunned with horror, Valerie ran to the hall and called 911.
Now all I can remember is the dispatcher telling me that I have to stop screaming and that they were sending somebody over. I just sat down on the stairs. I couldn't move.
Police arrived within minutes and found that whoever had murdered Aaron resorted to a disturbing level of violence.
Aaron was stabbed, she was bludgeoned, and then she was drowned. Aaron had lethal doses of cold medication in her system. I believe she was forced to take it. There was a rather deep knife wound to her neck. Whoever did this had a lot of hatred in them. It was the most brutal, vicious, heinous attack that I have ever seen.
And Lawrence Lovejoy quickly rose to the top of the list as a person of interest.
The next day, we began interviewing Lawrence Lovejoy. From 7 until 12:30, he could not account for what he did and where he was at. But we didn't have enough evidence to keep him, so we had to let him go.
As investigators continued to gather evidence, Valerie tried to come to grips with what had happened.
It was so hard to fathom that someone could be that evil and do that to a helpless child. I knew in my gut that Lawrence was responsible for my daughter's death.
So I went to Copley Hospital.
When I got there, all the kids was there. And I realized that it was real.
3 months later, the DNA found on Aaron during the alleged rape came back as a positive match to Lawrence Lovejoy. And when police identified Lawrence's footprint at the crime scene, there was no denying that he was Aaron's killer.
I believe Lawrence Lovejoy went over there to try to talk her out of filing charges against him for a sexual assault because he thought the results would come back with his DNA. And Aaron was not giving that to him. He killed her in such a brutal way, I think he just snapped.
On August 20th, 2004, Lawrence Lovejoy was arrested and charged with the first-degree murder of Aaron Justice. 1 month later, he was indicted on charges of sexual assault and sexual abuse.
I was absolutely sick to my stomach. I felt responsible. It was me who allowed this monster into our lives. It hits me like a brick.
Valerie now realized that Lawrence must have become obsessed with Aaron.
His rage about Aaron being on the phone was out of place. He had some jealous rage against Aaron talking to boys. I think the reason why Lawrence offered to take Aaron driving that day was to gain her confidence. Maybe she would feel close to him. He didn't know my Aaron.
In 2007, Lawrence Lovejoy went to trial and was found guilty of first-degree murder. In light of his conviction, the sexual assault and abuse charges were dropped. But because of a technicality with a blood test, the conviction was overturned 2 years later.
That was discouraging. But we knew we had to go to trial on this again. It was going to be another guilty.
Finally, in 2011, Lawrence Lovejoy was once again convicted of first-degree murder and sentenced to life in prison.
It was rather bittersweet when Lawrence was convicted, didn't bring my daughter back. But I was glad that he couldn't be free to harm anyone else.
Today, Valerie is still haunted by Aaron's death and wonders if she could have done more to protect her.
I never saw any sign that I needed to fear for my daughter's life. There just were no signs that he would have been capable of such horrible actions.
It was really tough. It hurts every day. But it's through the faith and conviction that we all carry on.
I know that in this world no one's perfect, but Aaron was perfect for me. We were a perfect fit. I look forward to seeing my precious daughter again.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.